The lesson from St. Matthew, chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Schools, colleges, and universities will sometimes use an ancient oil lamp as a symbol for learning and knowledge. The lamp is filled with oil and shines in the world. It's a good symbol. Scripture also uses the oil lamp as a symbol of knowledge and learning, but in a slightly different way. The Bible looks at knowledge and understanding as gifts from God. He reveals himself to us in his word so that we may know him and the world he created. To know and understand something with God in view makes it even more astonishing. Engraved on Hunzi Hall are the words from Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And on the second floor in that building, you find displayed the words from Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is with this amazing gift of knowledge and wisdom that we humbly prepare ourselves to serve God and our neighbor in this life and to be with God forever in his presence after this life. If we learn and understand something, it is because God has given us our eyes and ears, our reason and all our senses. And some things are beyond our human understanding and intellect. There we simply trust in God, in his revelation, and how he shows himself to us in Holy Scripture. He tells us in Scripture that he is triune, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That doesn't make sense to our limited human minds. We can't reason it out or understand it with our human reason, but it is true. We learn that the eternal Son of God was sent by God the Father to become flesh and blood for us, just like us, but without sin, in order to save us from sin. We can only know that because God has revealed it to us, because he revealed and promised it first to Adam and Eve, and repeated that promise to Abraham, Isaac, Moses, David, Solomon, Isaiah, Daniel, Micah, for thousands of years until Christ was born in that lowly manger of Bethlehem and died as our substitute on Calvary. This knowledge and understanding fills our hearts with longing to be with God, to be done with this sinful world, to be done with our own sinful nature. The 5 wise virgins in our text had their lamps full and brought extra oil with them. We too recognize that we need a constant supply of that oil of God's word, that oil of divine wisdom, so that we come again and again to hear his word, to have our lamps filled by God himself when he speaks words of comfort and hope. Jesus says, "The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding." We look forward to that day when we will hear Jesus' invitation, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. That oil from God keeps the light of faith and hope burning within us. It guides us in all we do and how we interact with each other and how we think about God. The oil of ancient times was used for so many things. It was used also for healing. The Good Samaritan poured oil on the wounds of the man left for dead to cleanse his wounds and to soothe his pain. Oil was used to consecrate holy things and holy people in the Old Testament. Priests and kings were anointed with fragrant oil to install them in their office. In fact, our name Christian means a follower of God's anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, God's appointed Savior. Oil mixed with spices was used for burial. When the sinful woman wept and anointed Jesus' feet with fragrant oil, Jesus said, "She has done this for my burial." We too are anointed with this oil of wisdom, this oil of knowledge and faith, so that we are prepared for this life and the life to come. We are prepared to receive Jesus as the child of Bethlehem and as the one who comes to judge the living and the dead. This oil is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It makes us ready to watch and pray for the day of wrath, the day of mourning, that becomes for us the day of deliverance, the day of joy. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding.